In general, Mike, I know you probably haven't broken down Dallas's film too much yet, but do you see this as being a pretty big challenge facing that huge offensive line and that running game?
I think it's a good challenge for our team, yeah, and defense in particular. They've always had a big line, and obviously when Parcells went in there, he built it back up again because it was down a little bit for a while, but they have a very good offense. You know, they're ranked high. It'll be interesting to hopefully get a chance to watch a little bit of tonight's game, but they're a good offensive football team. There's no question about it.
Does that afford you any type of advantage that you had a day to kind of let your game sink in at the same time they're playing this game tonight?
I don't know that it's an advantage. Naturally, the short week is always hard on teams when you lose a day, but a lot of times they use that day like today to do that preparation because all their work for Carolina is already done. So in some regards, you lose a day, but like I said, a lot of teams will use the day of the game to kind of prep for the next opponent.
Mike, with so many new faces on the starting lineup, the conventional wisdom is that it would take a while for this unit to gel. How have you guys been able to, you know, start off so well here in the first 3 weeks?
You know, obviously it's players and coaching and an environment. I think the environment, the structure that Josh has created here, as well as the players we have on defense, you know, and like I said, in the coaching, I think you put them all together, and I think that's really where it's at. If you don't have a good environment, it's hard to be good at something. If you don't have the coaching, you don't have the players. You know, I mean, I think it takes a group effort to make it to work for you.
What do you mean when you talk about the environment?
I think there's good discipline in the way things are done. I think that's the kind of environment where people are able to, you know, be creative and do what they have to do. If things are kind of in a disarray, it's usually hard for people who are, you know, creative to really think because you're worried about everything else other than what you're supposed to do, your own job. I think it has a lot to do with accountability and trust. You know, again, when the environment is one and such where everybody is held accountable or does reap one another, it just allows you to focus on your job better. And when it gets right down to it on the field, there's got to be a trust between players. And I think, like I said, that starts with the building.
What does Ronaldo Hill add to that secondary?
He adds experience, the ability to make plays. You know, I think those are probably the two biggest things.
Is he kind of the forgotten man back there at all? I mean, lining up there with Brian Dawkins and Champ and those guys?
Maybe publicly, but certainly not internally at all.
Mike, you've got one of the all-time three-game starts defensively. What do you think about that?
Really just the same three things a minute ago, or at least why it's that way. It's a credit to, you know, a lot of people and a lot of things, but you know, it's early, and we obviously it'd be nice to continue along that streak for the next however long, but you know, so it's a good thing, but like I said, it's early, and we got the Cowboys, and I think that's where most of our focus is.
What do you think your team did particularly well yesterday? What were you impressed with?
Our defense, you mean, right?
The defense,
I would say they particularly did well. I think they continue to play well together. I think that's probably more than anything else. You know, no one guy really has done it for us. You know, we don't have a savior out there. It's a group effort. And as long as we keep that team concept in mind, we'll be okay.
Mike, do you think you're a good tackling defense?
I think we're good. I think we're getting better each. There was only three really true missed tackles we had in the game this week. So I would say, yeah, that's a good tackling effort. But tackling really has to do with the entire group. It's very difficult to be a good tackler when you're in the open field all the time doing it by yourself. I don't care who the player is. But it's really tackling is about everybody doing their job because, you know, it's easier to go to the ball when you know everybody else is going to the ball at the right angles. And so that's why I say tackling is always a team effort. I've been fortunate to be around some great tackling defenses, and it's always the same thing. It's everybody doing their job and manning their area, and that allows everybody else to run to the ball fast.
Well, the one defense you've been involved in, which one would you say was the best tackling?
Oh, I'd probably say the one of the Baltimore teams was probably the best. You know, but again, that's I would have to say that we've always taken pride in being a good tackling defense. You know, every place I've been, and not just me, but everybody around me has had the same focus and priority on it.
Like you said, you missed three tackles. What's normal or what's acceptable to you? What number do you shoot for?
Well, a lot of times it has to do with how many plays in the game. You know, we only had 50 plays in the game yesterday defensively because our offense did such an outstanding job of keeping the ball. And I would say that, you know, you don't want, in that case, I'd say you probably wouldn't want any more than five. And what usually happens is, again, if you have a lot of open field, if you have five open field tackles you've missed, then you got to question your scheme a little bit. You got to kind of look at the things you're doing. But if it's a guy that misses a tackle that's just hauling to the ball, but he's also got guys covering up for him around him, you know, that's not all that bad because you don't like, you know, he teaches a lot of ways, but you got to. We don't like guys. I shouldn't say we don't, but it's just you just need to. There needs to be a pack going to the ball each time, and if the first guy misses, the pack usually tackles him, and it doesn't go noticed.
Mike, what's the level where the breakdowns come? 60 plays, 65, and what do you really like to see?
I don't follow the question. What do you mean the breakdowns?
Just when you see more mistakes, maybe in assignment errors or things like that. Is there a over the years have you seen a relationship between that and say a number of plays you're on the field? Like once you cross 60 or 65, then things get worse.
Just generally speaking, we've always, you know, I guess you're talking about like mental error mistakes or something like that.
Either one. I mean, just when bad things start to happen, what do you think the level is?
Again, I'm uncertain of what the specifics of your question are.
What's the goal for you for how many plays your defense is on the field? And
the goal, if we were out there, the fewer the better.
Okay, well, I'm wondering
the fewer the better. That's, you know, that speaks for your offense. It speaks for your kicking game. It does speak for your defense also. You know, three and outs are a big factor for defenses as far as minimizing your time on the field because it puts your offense out there one more time. And we've done a fair job as far as three and outs go thus far this year. And so we put our offense out there, you know, as often as we can. Ball disruption, you know, getting the turnovers has been another way we put them out there. And the longer they stay out there, the longer we're off the field. So, you know, it's so three and outs, I'd say, is a measuring stick defensively. How many really depends on how many, you know, how many opportunities you have in a game to be on the field. But we do look at that because, that, like I said, that the more your offense is out there, the better for anyone's defense.
Would you say it's fair to say that you're about to face some better offenses here in this stretch ahead on your schedule?
We're going to face some good ones. And look, I won't take anything away from the teams we've faced. You know, Cincinnati's got an outstanding offense. We knew that when we played them, and it's not evident now that they do. Cleveland has got their own issues, you know, with the quarterback thing, and then so does Oakland a little bit. But I'll say this, both those teams, as time goes forward, they're going to have some real good games against some teams as well. You know, you know, every week's a challenge in the NFL to win a game. We feel fortunate that we've, you know, won three of them. But I would say that the opponents coming up, you know, we got Dallas this week, and statistically they're a good team, so we expect them to be good on Sunday when we play them.